in what Mark just read for us in verse 16 from the Message translation. So let's walk right up to him and get what he is so ready to give. Take the mercy. Accept the help. Jesus is our wonderful counselor. And as we not only walk, but run back to him over these next 40 days of Lent, what are we going to find? We are first of all going to find a wonderful counselor who, when we think of the word counselor, you think about your high school counselor, or we have these preconceived ideas of someone just giving wise advice. But what do we find? First of all, we find a wonderful counselor who is absolutely perfect. Perfect not in the definitions that we normally think of, that he didn't break any of the rules, he didn't make any mistakes, he didn't get in trouble from his parents. No, we're talking about someone who is absolutely whole. Someone who did not need anything in his life. Someone who showed us perfectly what it is to bear the image of God in every aspect of our lives. He showed us how to be human in the ways in which he lived, loved, laughed, and served. Fifty years ago, at the time this was written, C.S. Lewis had imagined someone thinking about Jesus as the wonderful counselor and complaining, if Jesus never sinned and you said that he was perfect, then how can he really help me? He doesn't understand the temptations that I go through every day. He lived this perfect, sheltered life. He's really out of touch at how tough temptation is in my life and ours. And how did he respond? It's a very silly idea that good people do not know what temptation means. This is an obvious lie. He writes, only those who try to resist temptation know how strong it really is. A person who gives in to temptation after 5 minutes simply does not know what it would have been like an hour later. That is why bad people, in one sense, know very little about badness. They have lived a sheltered life by always giving in. Jesus, because he was the only man who never yielded to temptation, is also the only man who knows to the full what temptation means. He truly is the only complete realist. Isn't that a great way to think about Jesus as our wonderful counselor tonight, who indeed is perfect in every way? But secondly, what else do we find when we think about this theme of wonderful counselor? We find one who is perfect, whole, in every way perfectly, shining the image of God in the way he loved, laughed, served. But secondly, we find one who is compassionate. Utterly compassionate. And so often when we mess up in small or big ways, our guilt, our shame, we want to hide because we're so afraid we're going to get smacked over the head by Jesus. And so we, when we're not doing well, we often run away and hide. But please keep in mind that Jesus is our compassionate counselor. Jesus can sympathize in every way because he was, as the book of Hebrews reminds us, a suffering counselor, a suffering high priest. Jesus did not just stay in the temple or in the mountaintops or in the heavenlies, but he came down right where we are, in our frailty, in our weakness, our vulnerability, and he allowed himself to suffer and walk with us. He is the complete opposite of what we often do. We avoid pain, we protect ourselves, we disconnect, we isolate, we run, we hide, we never put ourselves in harm's way. Thank God that Jesus was so different. He is our compassionate counselor, our compassionate high priest. All of us will probably go back home and watch the news to get the latest reports and updates of what's happening in Ukraine. And of all the suffering and death and destruction and injustice that is taking place, the Ukrainian president, Volodymyr Zelensky, has really stood out, has he not? Not only in his leadership of leading his nation, but I believe the way in which he has demonstrated his leadership speaks so much, and it reminds me of why Jesus indeed is one who understands what we go through. Zelensky, when offered by the United States to evacuate because he is the president, if anything happens to him, what would happen to the nation? He rejected the U.S. offer to evacuate, as we've all seen in the news, and he said, "I need ammunition, not a ride." And those pictures of him and the selfies and the videos of him right in the trenches with military fatigues, with his people, walking, breathing, being vulnerable, knowing that he is on number one hit list for Russia, it speaks powerfully, does it not? Because he was right there with his people. As we think and reflect over these next 40 days about our Jesus, who could have stayed in the heavenlies, who could have just preached and taught from the mountaintop or the temple, but no, he came right where we're at in the trenches of life, took on real flesh. And because of that, we know that he understands. And when we get lost, please don't hide and run and isolate, but run into the open arms of the one who is truly compassionate and understands. Thirdly and finally, what kind of wonderful counselor do we find? One who is perfect, one is compassionate, and one who is indestructible. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 23, it says this: "Now there have been many of those priests since death prevented them from continuing in office, but because Jesus lives forever, he has a permanent priesthood. Therefore, he is able to save completely those who come to God through him, because he always lives to intercede for them." No matter how great the leaders and the Old Testament priests were, they would eventually die and have to be replaced. There was no guarantee of an ongoing presence with God to intervene for the people once the priest died. They had to quickly find another. One day, I will either retire here at Trinity Covenant Church, or God will call me out, or I will die. Probably one of those three ways. And then a search team will be formed to look for a new senior pastor for Trinity Covenant Church. No matter how much we want to be dependent upon our leaders and those in our lives, eventually they will go away. But Jesus, as our wonderful counselor, will always be available for us, because our salvation and faith is as secure as Jesus's priesthood in ministry and person is indestructible. That is why we can always go to him and he will be there for us. Jesus's eternality, his indestructibility, and his power secures him forever as our eternal, wonderful counselor and great high priest. And so listen to his words as we prepare to reflect on our lives and who Jesus is over these next 40 days of Lent. Jesus says, "I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I've called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. Come unto me, you, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Jesus is our wonderful counselor, who is complete and perfect in every way. And at the same time, because he was one of us, yet without sin, he is compassionate and understanding. And he is also indestructible. He lives forever. And because of that, we can boldly come to him anytime, any place, any situation, and know he is there for us. With that, as we prepare to reflect on the season of Lent with imposition of the ashes, will you join me in a just brief word of prayer? Let's pray together. Jesus, we thank you at the same time that in so many ways you are like us, and in so many ways you aren't. We thank you as our wonderful counselor that we are reminded that you indeed are the perfect one. Thank you that you remind us also that you are the compassionate one. thank you that you are the indestructible one. And over these next 40 days, as we enter into the season of Lent, may we discover in new and transforming ways the person that you are, and how that indeed will indeed transform us. And so, Father, be with us, Lord, as we begin together as a church community and family to journey to the cross together. Reveal not only more about ourselves, but in light of that, reveal more and more of who you are as our wonderful counselor. We give you thanks, Lord.